Okay, Rav Musa, Shalom Aleichem. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Yud Aleph, and today's daf is primarily about Hilchos Mezuzah. If you remember, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim yesterday in terms of whether the Parhedrin, the room in the Beis HaMikdash where the Kohen Gadol was quarantined, required a mezuzah. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is no requirement d'oraisa, and it was only a din d'rabbanan. According to the Chachamim, it was actually required midaraisa. So the Gemara is going to jump off that and basically go through many halachos of Hilchos Mezuzah, and that's what we'll do today. Okay, so we are again to Shir Zbuslos Refu Shlema for Nami Mir Bashan Ref Karezel and for Shir Bas Torah Leah. So the Gemara says on the bottom of Yodim Abayis, last line, Man Tana Lahadatan Rabbanan. Who is the one who holds like this braisa? The Kol HaSharim Shayusham, all the gates that were there. If you look at Rashi, it says the warrior is there. There is Shari Mizrach Azara, which is the eastern part of the Azara, which is ironic that there are only three gates there. There's Lo Haya Lahem Mezuzah, right? All the gates there, all three gates, right, didn't have a mezuzah, Chutz Mishar Nikanor, except for the Nikanor gate, which means it's kind of funny to say, all the gates, no, none of the gates had mezuzahs except for Nikanor. Well, okay, so Nikanor had one, and the other two did not have a mezuzah. Okay. Shelifnim imenu lishchas parhedrin, because the Shar Nikanor led straight to the lishchas parhedrin, right? And we know, and the Gemara is going to say and explain, that a gate that leads into a residence, or another room that requires a mezuzah, the gate itself requires a mezuzah. So therefore, the Shar Nikanor had a mezuzah on its own. Lema Rabbanani, velo Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's Rabbanan Shita, not Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, gufa gzera, right? The whole concept of putting a mezuzah in the parhedrin is gzera. Vananekam v'nigzor gzera l'gzera, right? You're going to make a gzera on a gzera? Right, usually we don't do that. So Gemara says, no, filu tema Rabbi Yehuda, kulachad gzera, no, you can even explain, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's all one gzera, and they should put a mezuzah on the parhedrin and on the gate, so people wouldn't think, if you remember from yesterday, people wouldn't think the Kohen Gadol is trapped in there, or he's being imprisoned, or whatever. They should know that it's for a holy purpose. Okay, now, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Bisharecha, right, that obviously Visharecha, you should write it on the mezuzah on your houses and your gates. So what does that mean? It's Echad Shari Batim, Echad Shari Chatzeros, Echad Shari Medinos, Echad Shari Ayaros. Whether it's a gate for a house, or a gate for a chatzer, or a gate for a state, a country. And Rashi explains that there were states that were surrounded on all sides by mountains, and then they had a gate on one side, right, on I guess, the flat lands in one area, they had a gate. That would require a mezuzah. Shayar Yaros, also for cities. Yesh Behen Chovas Mitzvah, right, Lamakum, right, since that place requires a mezuzah. Mishum Shem, because the Pasuk says, Uksavtem al mezuz pisecha, uvisharecha, and on your gates. Amalevayler of Safra, honey, avuli de Machoza. What about the gates in Machoza? My time alo avdilu rabban a mezuzah. Why is there no mezuzah there? So Amalei, he said, hanu chazuk leekra de Kobi. That is not a gate. That is apparently the arch he was talking about was a support, was an arch for a tower called Kobi, hu Davidi. And therefore, it wasn't actually supposed to be a gate or an entrance. It was just a support, the archway, right? An arch supports, right? I don't know anything about the not archaeology, architecture. I don't know anything about architecture, but supposedly an arch provides tremendous support. So that gate was an arch, just support the tower. Right? That does not require a mezuzah. Right? On today's daf, we'll talk about whether arches require a mezuzah regardless. But otherwise, assuming it was an arch that would require a mezuzah, it didn't, because it was just a support for the building. Fine. Okay, so why doesn't this tower itself require a mezuzah? The is Beidira, the Shomer, Beis Asurim, because that's where the guy who's in charge of the jails lives. Right, Vatanya, and we learned in Dahada Tanya, we learned in Araisa, that Beis Kesas, Sheyesh Bo, Beis Dira, Lachazan, right, if you have a shul that has a house, or an apartment, for the chazan, for the shamish, so Hakesas Chayav Mezuzah, right, so the shul needs a mezuzah, so it should be the same thing by this tower. So Rabbi says, no, there's no mezuzah because of the danger. What kind of danger? If you look at Rashi, so Shelo Yomar HaMelech Shafim Asisem B'Shari Iri, the king should not think that they're doing some sort of black magic in the town. And the Gemara gives an example. The Tanya learned that Rabbi Sam Mezuzas Yochid Nintekes Pamayim B'Shavua, a private mezuzah should be checked once. Now, it doesn't mean a week, it means once every 7 years. Shavua referring to a week of years, meaning 7 years. So twice every Shemitah cycle. V'shal Rabim and a public mezuzah Pamayim B'Yovel, it's once every twice every 50 years, which obviously is every 25 years. V'rem Rabbi Yehuda Maisa B'Artavin. There was a story about a Jew who was Artavin. Man, I'm not sure what that is. Rashi says Shema Ish. Some people say it was his name, V'Amri La, and some people say Shema Umnus is the name of his job. Okay, either way, that happened to a Jew. Shaya Bodik Mezuzas Bashuk Elyon Shel Tzipori. He was checking mezuzas in the marketplace of the north of Tzipori. Shaya V'Umatzu Kazdor, and an officer found him. Kazdor Echad V'Natal Mimeno Elav Zuz, and he took 1,000 zuz from him because he accused him of doing witchcraft. Okay, so that's why there's no mezuzah over there in Mechoza, but in general, it probably would require a mezuzah according to Abaye. Okay. V'ha'am Rabbi Elazar, once again, Gemara says, 1 second, how could this guy who's checking the mezuzah have run into trouble like this? V'ha'am Rabbi Elazar, shluchi mitzvah in a nizakin, a very important concept, that a person who's sent to do a mitzvah, that is a chazaka, we know that they do not get damaged, injured, hurts, financial losses, doesn't happen. So Gemara says, yeah, okay, heicha de kviya hezekah shiny. But it's different if this kviya hezekah, if there's a standard, commonly found damage, right? Like, you can't say, I'm going to go visit grandma and drive through a tornado to go get there. Right? Oh, I'm doing a mitzvah. Shluch a mitzvah in nizakin. No, you idiot. If there's a commonly found danger on this road or in this journey or wherever you're going, so the concept of shluch a mitzvah in nizakin does not apply. Right? Chachav in a barosha. Right? You got to see what's going on over there. So you can't just walk into a dangerous area and expect that Kosh Baruch Hu will save you if it's common for people to get hurt there. Even if you're doing a mitzvah. Okay. Dechtiv, because the Pasuk says, and the Pasuk proves that if there's a kvua hezeka, if there's a permanent danger, so then it's different. Because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Shmuel, right, Hashem told Shmuel to go anoint David. Problem was that Shaul was still alive. And Vayomer Shmuel, Eich Elich Vishama Shaul Varagani. And Shmuel's like, what? I'm going to go anoint another king? Well, Shaul's still alive. Shaul's going to call me murdered by Malchus and get me killed. Vayomer Hashem, Eglet Bakit Tikach Biadacha. Sorry, Vemarta Lizbach Hashem, Bossy. And Hashem said, go, just go, whatever. I mean, take that. You could just say that's what you're doing, and you just take a cow, and you're kind of like, that's your excuse. He said, don't tell Shaul exactly what you're doing. But Lamaisa Shmuel was concerned, right? That was a normal concern, right? Marv Malchus, right? The king finds out he's going to put someone to death, right? Anointing another king, that was a direct rebellion. Okay. Tani Rav Kahana Kamed Rav Yehuda Beis HaTevin, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaUtzros, all those storehouses that stores grain and stores cows and stores wood, so, and a general storehouse, so all those Peturim and Mezuzah, they're all Pater from Mezuzah, Pnesh HaNashim Neosos Bahem, because, according to Tanakhama, because women Neosos, and we'll just translate that quickly as beautify, but what Gemara is going to ask right away, my Neosos, what does that mean? Rochzos, they wash them. Some of the Rabbi Yehuda said, what do you mean? Time of the Rochzos. This seems to imply that the reason these four areas are pater from mezuzahs is because the women use it to wash themselves. Hastama, again, hastama, so if it's just a plain storehouse, so then a chayavin, then it seems to imply that it is chayav. But Vatanya went under by, so ref is baka paterim and a mezuzah. We learned that a stable is pater from mezuzah because it's not somewhere where people live. It's Elamayne also, so it must be, no. What does it mean that the women bathe there? It doesn't mean that they bathe there. It means mitkashtos, that they adorn themselves there. They put on makeup, perfume, etc. So Gemara says, and Hachikatani, this is what it means to say, Afal pisha nashim mitkashtos sham, b'hem peturin. Even though the women put on makeup there and beautify themselves there, which is a thing they would do in a house, so, but still, peturin, it is still potter. Amar of Kahana, sorry, I'm a leader of Kahana. 1 second. If the women adorn themselves in these areas. It's part of Atanya, wasn't the Rebbeisa, Refes Bakar, Pturman, and the Mezuzah. A Refes Bakar, a stable, is part from Mezuzah. Vishanashim is Kashus Behem Chayavis Behem Mezuzah. But if women put on makeup there and they get all, you know, they use the private area to get dressed and get pretty, so then it is Chayav. So Elamai is Chal Melem, right? So what are you going to say? It must be Mitkashtos Tanoihi. It must be Machokas Tanoim. Right? The Dinami Stama. The dinami stama tanahi. And so therefore, right, again, that Rav Kahana says that I also hold that a stam storehouse is also machogis tanahi. The tanya kulundin reza, beisecha. What does it mean? You should put it on the mezuzah in beisecha. Beischa hamyucha lecha. It has to be a house that's yours, meaning that people are living in. Pradla beis ha-tevin, beis ha-bakar, beis ha-eitzim, beis ha-osaros, right, to exclude all of these examples we talked about before, shepeturim and mezuzah that are pater. V'yesh mechayven, but there are people who say they are chayv. And be'emes amrun, really they said, beis ha-kisei, beis ha-burski, these are other examples, not of what we said before, keeps on giving other examples. Be'emes amrun doesn't mean that in truth, in reality, in actuality, this is what the halacha is. It's just giving a different case. Beis HaKisei, the bathroom. Beis HaBorzegi, a place where they make leather. Beis HaMercha, a bathhouse. Beis HaTvilo, a mikveh. Shanashim, the osos behen. And also areas where women beautify themselves. So that term in a mezuzah, they do not need a mezuzah. Rav Kahana, it's metarz tamei. Rav Yudha, metarz tamei. So Rav Kahana uses this price for his own purposes. And Rav Yudha uses it for his own shita. Right? Rav Kahana matars the tamei. Rav Kahana explains according to his own shita because beisecha beischa miyuchadecha. Right, like he just darshened up before a minute ago. Right, your house, right, has to be a house that's for you, that's used by humans. Right, prat excluding, which excludes a beis ha-tevin, beis ha-bakar, beis ha-eitzim, beis ha-osar, is excluding all of these storehouses shepeturim min ha-mezuzah bistam. Right, that are potter for mezuzah if they're just a regular storehouse what women do not use. And some people say that no, that you are chayiv for a regular storehouse. That's what we said before, right? That some people say this is a machlokes tanaim, right? The dinami stama tanaihi, right? A stam or storehouse is a machlokes tanaim. This is exactly what Rakana's shita is. And Be'emes Amru, and therefore the rest of the Brisa means when Be'emes Amru, what is it referring to? Beis HaKisei, Beis HaBorski, Beis HaMerchas, Beis HaTvila, Vanashem Neosu Bahem, and all those places, and places where women adorn themselves, Ma'ay Neosos Rochtos, and according to this understanding, it means they wash themselves there. So they're Peturim Min HaMeiser, Peturim Min HaMezuzah, they are Pater from Mezuzah. So Gemara says, if you tell me that Neosos means Rochtos, so then Yehachi Hainu Merchas, well then it's a bathhouse. Obviously, we know already that bathhouse is potter. So when it says Ashmina Merchatz the Rabbi and Ashmina Merchatz the Yochid, right? No. The Merchatz is a public bathhouse, and this we're talking about is a private bathhouse, right? The Sagat Ad Chamina, you might have thought to say that Merchatz the Rabbi Nafish Zuma, right? When you have a really again a public bathhouse, probably was kind of gross, right? So therefore, it doesn't need a mezuzah. But Aval Merchatz the Yochid, but a private Merchatz, a private bathhouse, so Dolan Nafish Zuma. Right, aim of the chayv mezuzah. Right, that does not have too much disgusting stuff in there. Right, it's not so vile. Although some bathrooms are, but private bathrooms with stam are not so vile. So there, you might have thought it requires a mezuzah. Kamash malan. Therefore, the Brisa teaches me that it does not. Rabbi Yehuda, what would Rabbi Yehuda say? The Amora Rabbi Yehuda, Meteretz Tamei, he would explain that Brisa according to himself. Right, Halkei Katani, this is what it means to say, Beisecha, Beischa, Miuchat Lecha. Right, that the house that you live in, Prat, that excludes the Beis HaTevin, Beis HaOtzar, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOtzaros, right, excluding all these storehouses, the Shepturim and the Mezuzah, that are Pater from Mezuzah, Afilu Miskachos, even if women adorn themselves and put on perfume, makeup, etc. in those areas. And some people say that no, if a woman uses that space, so then they are chayiv in mezuzah. Aval stam, according to Rav Yehuda, stam, a regular storehouse, divrei hakol poter. Everybody agrees that you do not need a mikvah on a storehouse. And therefore, and then be'emes amru, then the price continues, beis ha-kisei, beis ha-borski, beis ha-merchas, beis ha-tvila, right, all those cases that we mentioned before, aval pishan nashim mikashos behem, even though the women would perhaps adorn themselves there, stem turim in a mezuzah, mishum de nefesh zuhama. Right, they are super gross, and therefore they are putter from mezuzah. Gemara says with Rav Yehuda, stam at the rei kol pader. One of the suggestions we made is that a stam storehouse, according to Rav Yehuda, is a pater from mezuzah according to everybody. Fatan, your problem is we learned in the Braisa, v'sharecha, and in your gates, right? Put the mezuzah on your gates. Echashari batim, vechashari chatzeros, vechashari medinas, vechashari ayaros, like we said before, right? Whether it's the house, the gates to your house, the gates to of your chatzer, the gates of the country, the gates of the city. Revis, Walulun, Umatabe, Nevosos, Yayin, Vatsos, Shemin, and all those cases, Revis is a stable, Lul is a chicken coop, Umatabe is a shed for Tevin, right? A shed for Tevin, for grain, for straw. Vatsos, Yayin, or wine storehouses, Vatsos, Shemin, or oil storehouses, all those Chayavim, Bemezuza, they're all Chayiv. Yachal, Shani, Marbe, Af, Beis Shar, Achsadro, Merpesis. You might have thought that a Beis Shar, which is a gate, a little kind of area like where people walk through a courtyard. Sorry, we'll say it's a bit late. Or an echsadra, or which is a gazebo, or a merpeses, right? You might have thought all of those require a mezuzah. Tamal over there for the pasuk says bayis. Now it has to be a house. Ma bayis miyuchad ledira, right? It's just like a house is for a living. So yasu elo she'en miyuchadin. Ladira, that excludes these that are not for, fit for living. Yachosh ani marbe af beis akise beis avorski beis amarechatz beis atrila. You might have thought that you should include all of those areas, all of those cases. Again, it's not because there are people living there, or it's in a house, or it's some sort of function. Stam alone, where the pasuk says bayis has to be a mamash house. Ma bayis hasui lechavod af kol hasui lechavod. Just like a house is made for honor, just so too, anything that's chayav in mezuzah needs to be a kavod like a thing. Right? Yes, elu she'en nesuyim lekavod. These are not done, right? Except for a bathhouse and a place where you make leather, etc. All those places are not for a mechubad like a thing. Therefore, we don't need to require a mezuzah. Yachol she'ani marbe af harabayis v'alishkos v'azaros. Maybe you might have thought you should include harabayis and the lishkos, the rooms, and the based on like there's razaros and the courtyards, that they should need a mezuzah. Talmud lomar bayis, right? So the pasuk says bayis, ma bayis shuuchol af kol shuuchol, right? It has to be a non-kodosh thing, right? Yatsu elu shein kodosh, right? That excludes these that are kodosh. Now, bottom line, right? What did we say before? That we said that the refes, the stables, and the otsaros, the storehouses, right, they require mezuzah. So that's against Rav Yehuda, who said there is no machlokes tanaim by those cases. The Gemara says tiyufti, you're right. That knocks out Rav Yehuda's shita, and therefore Rav Kahana is correct, meaning that there's also a dindarai, there's also a tanaim, there's also a machlokes tanaim, whether a regular storehouse requires a mezuzah. Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda kameder Rava. We learn the following in front of Rava that shisha sharim p'turim min mezuzah. There are six gates that are pater from a mezuzah. Beis HaTavern, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOtzaros. Okay, those we've had already. Shar HaMadai, a gate from the Midia, which is basically a fancy way of saying an arch. V'shar She'en HaMakora, a gate that does not have a roof. Well, again, you need two lechis and a korah. You need... take us back to Erevin. That's not really what you need. You need two doorposts and a lintel. Right? I mean, it has to be a rectangle, yeah? So you need the roof. So if you don't have the roof, so then that's no good. Ushar Shein Gavar Sara. And the gate, if it's not 10 Tvachim high, so then it's not required. So Amalei. So Rava said, Pesachta B'shisha V'sachta B'shiva. You said we're going to do six, but if you count them, right, there are seven. So Amarlai, he said, Sharmada Tanahi. Actually, no, the archway is a Machogis Tanahi. Tanahi, like one of the Raisa Kippa, if you have an arch. So Rabbi Meir, Mechayiv, and Mezuzah, Rabbi Chachamim, Turim. Machogis, Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim, whether you need a Mezuzah or not. Vishavim, but they agree, Shem Yesh per Agla Sarab, that if the legs have 10 Tvachim, so then, with Shechayiv is Mezuzah, it is Chayiv and Mezuzah, even though there's an arch on top, and you don't necessarily have the lintel, so basically we use the top of the whatever stone right there is going across, above the walls, that's going to count as the roof. So now that we have machlokas, exactly how to view this machlokas, naturally. Amar Abai, Abai says, it's going on the gavoa, sorry, of Ein Baragla Shlosha. Everybody agrees that if it's the arch is 10 tvachim tall, but you don't have 3 tvachim on the legs that are straight up, that are, you know, meaning that are there before the arch narrows, meaning it's a very, very narrow archway. And how wide does it have to be? It has to be 4 tvachim wide. I mean, it has to be... The legs have to go 10 tvachim, or there needs to be 10 tvachim of, let's say, yeah, the walls have to be 10 tvachim. When I say walls, I mean on either side of the arch, yeah? They have to be 4 tvachim away from each other, right, and they have to be 10 tvachim tall. So if you're telling me that, right, everybody agrees that if the arch is 10 tvachim tall, but the legs themselves are not even 3 tvachim tall, so v'lav klumu, that's nothing, and nobody, you don't need it in mezuzah. Inami, and or, I mean, everybody agrees as well, yesh baragla shloshav eino gvoa asara, that if you have 3 tvachim on the walls, on either side, but the arch is not 10 tvachim high, that also v'lav klumu, that's not even an entrance, that's nothing, that's not tall enough. So lo nechklu ela shegvo asara yesh baragla shloshav. The machlokas is, when you have 10 tvachim of arch, and 3 of the tzvachim on each leg, right, on each wall, on either side of the arch, right, 3 tzvachim are straight, and then the rest is curved. And ve'in barachva arba, and it comes to a point at the top where you don't have 4 tzvachim there, meaning at the top, or along the way. Meaning between, right, you don't have that 4 tvachim distance, space between the two walls. So v'yesh ba lachuk la'arba. But if you cut into the wall, right, meaning there's enough wall there that if you could theoretically stretch out and hollow out the wall, right, excavate, I guess, and make the arch into 10 tvachim. So if you remember this concept, we had this machlokas in Erevin. So Rabbi Meir sover chokin lahashlim, Rabban sover ein chokin lahashlim. Rabbi Meir says that in order to get to the right size, you can view the wall as if it's carved out, and therefore he's going to say it's fine. It requires a mezuzah. The Chacham says no. We don't. We look at an arch or any structure as is. You don't chokin lahashlim. You don't imagine as if you dug out the rock on the wall. So therefore. Right now, at this moment, the arch does not require mezuzah because it's not big enough. Okay, Torah Rabbanan, with another braisa. Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaIsha, Beis HaShutvin, Chayavus B'mezuzah, a shul, the house that's owned by a woman, and a house that is owned by partners, are Chayav Mezuzah. The Gemara says the obvious question, Pshita, well, yeah, obviously, right? Mezuzah is not a, Mishnah says it's my grandma, right? It's not a, you know, why wouldn't these places not require mezuzah? This Gemara says, "My other you might have thought beis secha." The pasuk says, "Right, al beis secha uvisharecha." Beis secha, it has to be on your house. V'lo beis sach, and not her house. Right, beis secha v'lo b'batehem. Right, and similarly, his house and not their house. Meaning, maybe you might have thought that if there's a partnership on the house, it's not require mezuzah. So the Gemara says, "Kamash v'lo," and therefore, the Rebbe says to teach us that no, that we actually do require. The Gemara says, "Okay, one second. I understand that you don't want to say that, but maybe in a Chanami, maybe it's true. Meaning, maybe that you do require. Maybe you do require a mezuzah on her house or a house of other way around. Sorry, I mean we do require. Right, said the Brisa. Sorry, my apologies. The Brisa says we do require." A mezuzah on a house that belonged to a woman or a house belonged to Shutfin. You might have thought that it doesn't, and so therefore the pasuk says that it does. The question is, why not? Why yes? Meaning, why does it require? So I'm a crux. The pasuk says, "Laman yirudi mechem v'mev v'nechem." Right? It's a reason for a mezuzah so that you can have long life. If ani lo boy chai, what do you tell me that these people, the women, the partners, they don't require, they don't need to live long? Obviously they do. They're included in that. So if they're included in that, so too they're also included in the mezuzah. So the Gemara says, okay, v'ala beisecha l'amali. So what do you need? The pasuk of beisecha. So what does that teach me? You don't need to say your house, right? If you're not learning an exclusion to other cases of not your house. Right? So k'de rava. So we need that pasuk for rava. Dama rava derech bi oscha. It has to be the way you come in. Right, that's where you put the mezuzah. Whatever, if you have a door that you go in and out of, so you put it in on the right side, the way you come in. Because when a person walked, I'm not sure how true this is nowadays, but when a person walks, right, he moves his right foot first, therefore the mezuzah should be on the right side. Again, it's very, you know, if you have time to go into this in depth, so there's a lot going on over here, very valuable, certainly for Hilchas Mezuzah, but again, this is a Daf Yomi type of limud. Tani Yida Chulun Den Arayza, similar Arayza, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaShutvin, Beis HaIsha, Metamim B'Negayim, and all those places are Shayach, are subject to Tzaras, right? You can theoretically have Tzaras on them, right? Tzaras can come on buildings. Right, so the Gemara says, "Pshita." Well, obviously, right? Ma'adatema. So the Gemara says, "Ma'adatema." You might have thought, "Uba shalo habayis," right? Lo habayis, right? The person who owns the house, right? It's his house. He should come to the kohen, etc. So the Gemara says, "Lo v'lo la, lo v'lo v'hen." Same drasha. You might have thought that "lo" implies his house, but not her house, or his house and not their house. Therefore, Kamash Malan, therefore the Baisa teaches me that it's not, don't make that drasha. The Kamash says again, Eima Hachinami, why not? Why can't you make that drasha? So Marav Amakrak, the Pasuk says, right, Beveis Eretz Achuz Eschem. Right, I'll put, you know, the Tzaras will come on the land, sorry, on the house and the land that you inherited. And Mestam, all those people inherited Eretz Yisrael. So Elo Lamali, so therefore why does it say Uba Asher Lo Habayis? Right, you should have said Uba Anshe Habayis or something like that. Why do you need to tell me Lo? What does that teach me? So it says Mi Shemi Yachid Beiso Lo, a person who, you know, kind of is Miyachid, sets aside or kind of appoints, right, his house to himself. She'ino wrote to the Hashel Kalev that if that person kind of keeps his own stuff, right, doesn't lend his stuff out. Omer she'ino, and he says, "Ah, I don't have anything to. I don't have any right now. I can't lend it to you." So Kosh Baruch Hu mefarsimo. Kosh Baruch Hu publicizes what he's doing. She mefanes bezo, because he has to clear out his entire house. Right, again in the last week's parsha, that if you have a tzaras on the house, right, you have to clear everything out of it before the coin declares a tame, and then obviously if someone asks you for something, a suitcase or whatever, and then you have to throw it into the street so that everybody's going to see, oh, you did have a suitcase the entire time. Why didn't you lend it to me? Okay, fine. So that's going to be a problem. And so just to finish off, Prat Lamashil Kalev al Chelim. So the Gemara excludes Kalim that were lent to others. Right, that's not going to have a Chiyuv Tzaras. Is going to be able to get Tzaras. Okay, Shkoyach Rabosei, we're going to stop here and we'll go Vayter on Erev Shabbos. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.